Hello, I'm Dave Dino, and welcome to Homeowner Finances. Today, we're going to talk about a brand new opportunity that has opened up in the changing mortgage market. Boy, you want to hear what we're going to be talking about, and we've got two experts to give you the lowdown on what's happening out there in what is often a very confusing mortgage market. Today, happy to have with us Mark Gallagher and Rich Agazzino. They are from Park Place Funding. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dave. It's great to be here.
And Rich, it's really nice to have you with us again today as well.
Thank you, sir.
I opened up by saying that things are changing in the mortgage market. I don't think that that's a new statement, is it, Mark? I mean, things are always changing in the mortgage market for people.
Yes, that's what makes it so interesting, all the changes.
But that means that it presents some challenges to people in their finances, and that's what this program is all about. We're going to help people to make the most of their finances. Homeowners who are facing mortgage payments, how can we keep those mortgage payments as low as possible and continue to improve their monthly cash flow? What's happening out there? Give us kind of a thumbnail sketch of the mortgage market as we see it here and now.
Well, for the past 7 or 8 years, what we've seen is a decline in the bond yields, mm-hmm. and because of that, we saw all of the interest rates dropping. Over the course of the last year, however, we've seen a change in that trend, mm-hmm. and the Feds have been steadily raising interest rates, which always gets people's blood pressure up a mm-hmm. little bit.
How does that rise, in interest rates that comes from the Fed? How does that trickle down to mortgage rates? Because, again, we hear conflicting stories. Some people say it has a, it does have an effect of the same. No, rates are based on a whole different index.
Well, it doesn't have a direct impact immediately, mm-hmm. but typically what happens is the Fed will raise, and then a period of time later, you'll start to see the actual interest rates in the mortgage market slowly increase, but it really depends on a lot of different factors. For example, the demand for mm-hmm. money. That's mm-hmm. one. The lenders have margins that they use, and if mm-hmm. there's a high demand for loans, then they typically won't give people as good a deal as they otherwise would if the demand was slower. So that's pretty much how it works.
That is Mark Gallagher from Park Place Funding. Rich Agazzino is also with us. Rich, out in that mortgage market, people who own homes and have financed into one form or another of mortgage programs, who's hurting right now? Who is feeling the pressure?
I think the folks that have the payment option ARM loans that were just a terrific deal about 18 months ago. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a fully indexed rate on those loans of somewhere around 4.75, 4.875, don't you think, Mark?
Yeah.
But that whole thing has now changed and actually began with just a great minimum payment. Cash flow was really good.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, the market has really changed in a way and has presented an opportunity that I know that both of us are excited about.
Absolutely.
This new opportunity that you have, you have given us a name for it, which I really like because it helps me as a homeowner, as a consumer, to really get my arms around it and to understand it better. Let's start out with what you have labeled this new opportunity, this different way to go now.
One of the big benefits that people had in financing through the option ARM was that they had the ability to make a low payment.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked to their advantage because the rates were also lower because it was based on short-term money. And so as we analyzed the problem that exists in the marketplace today, we came up with a program that we call our payment reduction plan.
Wow. Payment reduction plan. I like the sound of that. Let's talk in terms of real money because we've sort of been hovering around this for a moment. If I'm a person that has an option ARM and I've been seeing my payments going up and up and up on this ARM part of the plan, and man, all of a sudden this is starting to put a real pinch into my budget. Okay, if I move over into a payment reduction program, in very practical terms, what could I start saving on my monthly payments each and every month?
A lot of times what people see when they make the minimum payment on mm-hmm. an option ARM mm-hmm. is they can see their payment going up by as much as $500 a month.
Wow.
And with our payment reduction program, we can work it out so that they can save that $500 a month rather than having their equity decreasing mm-hmm. and the value of the ARM loan, the benefit of it is gone. We can actually work it out so they can still make a low payment and not see the equity in their property going away from the option arm.
That's Mark Gallagher from Park Place Funding. And if you would like to know more about the payment reduction program, we're only scratching the surface here, and we're going to talk more about it as we go through the next few moments. But I want to give you a phone number to call, and I want you to call that number, and you will be able to ask every question that you have about your unique situation, and you will get some absolutely unique and tailor-made answers as well. The number to call is 866-949-6789. Now that's 866-949-6789. We're talking today with Mark Gallagher and Rich Agostino from Park Place Funding about a new opportunity that has opened up in the changing mortgage market, particularly for those of you who have option arms and you are feeling the pinch of your monthly payments going up and up and up. As Mark said, some people have seen an increase of up to $500 on their monthly payment, and that can really put a crimp into your budget. Rich, let's move over for just a second and look at the landscape for people. Not only do they have option arms, but the report that was out in the news the other day says that credit card balances in America, average credit card balances in America, are at an all-time high. So people are really getting crunched in their finances.
Well, I think that probably the most immediate result of that will be probably after the first of the year. We understand that the minimum payments on credit cards are going up from 2% to 4%.
Now, let's not gloss over that for just a moment. Payments are going to go up. Balances right now, Americans are carrying higher balances on their credit cards than ever before, and if they run into a cash flow problem, they will opt for the minimum payment, and that's a 2% payment on whatever their balance is. And you're saying that after January, that could move up to double?
This is the word on the street that we've been getting.
Wow.
That after the first of the year, it's going to be 4%. So double on the minimum payment.
So maybe I've got a credit card balance I'm carrying that's $250. I mean, my minimum payment is $250,
yeah, right.
Okay? And I'm managing that. Now, all of a sudden, I'm faced with a credit card payment of $500. And normally people don't have just one credit card. Yeah. We're talking about two, three, four times doubled.
This is very, very parallel to what Mark is talking about, what you've just mentioned, mm-hmm. on the adjustable mm-hmm. rate mortgages, mm-hmm. where these rates have begun to climb. There were great deals when people got them.
Right.
And all of a sudden, $500 a month more. Now add to that those three or four credit card balances
yeah.
where it's going to double, and we're going to have a very large cash flow crunch that's got to be addressed.
So, Mark, what does this mean for people, particularly after the first of the year, which is going to come on us very, very quickly? What is this going to mean for the homeowner that is in an option arm, they've seen their payments go way up, and they're going to hit higher payments after the first of the year on all of their credit cards? What is the payment reduction plan going to be able to do for them?
They will be able to take all of those credit card balances, provided they have the equity,
mm-hmm.
Put that into their mortgage, eliminate the potential negative amortization that's accruing against their current mortgage,
mm-hmm.
put it into a fixed mortgage, and in many cases, that when we see this situation, we see people's payments reduced by over $1,000, sometimes even
wow.
$1,500 per month they can save.
You open up this much cash flow. You can open up this much cash flow in some cases for people on their monthly budgets.
Very often we do that, just do that very thing.
That's a world of difference. I mean, the difference between worrying about, do I have enough money just to make all the minimum payments that I've got to make on my mortgage and on my credit cards and on any revolving accounts and maybe a car payment, and I've got all of these things and I'm struggling with to sit down in front of the computer and figure out, do I have enough money just to do this in any given month, let alone to have any money left over for food, clothing, what the kids want. Now, all of a sudden, you're talking about opening up $500, $1,000, $1,500 a month in cash flow.
Absolutely.
That's a tremendous difference in how a person lives their life.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the other things that's really great, too, is we are very diverse in the products that we offer.
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions that comes to mind is, how much is it going to cost? People start thinking
sure.
about that. And that's one of the beautiful things about Park Place Funding. And for our best clients, oftentimes we can work it out where we pay the cost for the loan.
Wow.
If they qualify, and when they call, we'll answer that question for you right away. For everyone else, some people, they might, a lot of times what we'll do is we'll work it out where they just take care of the fees and we'll take care of the points.
Wow.
And so we custom fit the program to meet their particular situation. In other words, if they have a little bit of a credit issue, we've got the program that'll work for them as well.
And in a moment, we're going to talk about some additional ways that you help people who maybe are in that B category that you have talked about, a way that Park Place Funding has to move them into that A category and really become those people that they've only sort of admired and wondered about. How do they get such great rates on their... Well, you can actually have a way of getting them into that. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. That's Mark Gallagher, along with Rich Agazzino from Park Place Funding. And you need to call them. If you are in an option arm, if you are in a credit card debt crunch, or if you are looking ahead with some foresight and saying, okay, now wait a minute, first of the year, these double, I'm going to be in a world of hurt. You need to call them. And you can turn your finances around. And you can do so before the holidays hit and are over. Here's the number to call, 866-949-6789. Here it is again, 866-949-6789. We're talking with Mark Gallagher and Rich Agazzino from Park Place Funding, and today we're talking about a new opportunity that has opened up in the changing mortgage market, particularly for those of you who are involved in an option arm and you're seeing your monthly payments go up and up and up, or those of you who are carrying a high credit card debt, or maybe you really qualify in both of those categories, and after the first of the year, which is not very far away, you're going to see those minimum payments literally double, and that is what you're going to be facing. Now, maybe you're struggling to pay some bills, and you don't have the highest credit rating, so you're concerned about what you're going to pay. Mark has already said that, you know, they have programs to work with you to make sure that they can minimize the amount of money that is going to have to be paid. But they also have a way of moving you into kind of that A group where they're able oftentimes to take care of paying the fees for you. That, I know, is called your principal reduction program, right?
Correct.
Can you give us kind of a thumbnail of that? And then we're going to talk a little bit with Rich about kind of who this really is going to benefit along the way.
Our principal reduction program is the cream of the crop of what we have to offer.
You guys are famous for this.
Yeah. We looked at the 30-year mortgage from the standpoint of the value that it created in affordability.
Mm-hmm.
But with that came the problem that in a year's time, mm-hmm. in a typical scenario, the amount of principal that was paid off in the first 5 years is nominal compared to the amount of interest that they paid.
Right.
And so that was the problem. And so what we've done is we've designed a program where we meet with people and we show them how they can maximize the amount of equity in their property,
mm-hmm.
and minimize the amount of interest that they have to pay over the course of a 5-year period. Because what is real is that people typically do not have a mortgage longer than 3 to 5 years. And
right.
So what we do is we structure a loan program to make it so that they will actually probably save an additional $30,000 to $50,000 over a 5-year period by working through our principal
reduction. Say that again.
Program.
They can save how much over what period of time?
$30,000 to $50,000 over a 5-year period.
When you say save, are we talking about adding that to the principal, saving on interest? How does that, I mean, obviously there are a lot of nuts and bolts that we can't get into, but I mean, which end of that equation does this go on?
For example, if somebody has a $300,000 mortgage that they're paying 5.5%,
mm-hmm.
30-year fixed rate.
Very typical.
Okay. In a 5-year period, they're typically going to pay off about $18,000 to $20,000 in principal.
Right.
With our principal reduction program, that number can go to up to $60,000.
So I can get that much more in the bank, literally, in my house, in its equity, that much more worth, in a sense, that I can then, if I need to, draw on. I mean, I've got that much more worth just in my pocket, you might say.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. Rich, let's talk about who this is going to benefit by having a principal reduction program. Who do you see as the people that really should take advantage of this and grab this?
Well, this is about people that want to take a look at their mortgage as being something that can be managed, something that can be looked at philosophically as part of their investment portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, the old paradigm was get a 30-year fixed mortgage, the very lowest rate that you can, put the thing on autopilot, send in your payments every month, and pay your house off in 30 years.
Right.
Well, the reality is that's probably not going to happen. Hey, it's a great ideal. If you can make that happen, wonderful, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But we're loan guys. We're in the business, and we know that most people are going to refinance their house between 3 and 5 years.
Right.
We're living in Southern California. The property values here have continued to climb. We know things are kind of flattening out now. That 25% appreciation every year is beginning to dip back down. And people still have a tremendous amount of equity in their property, all this money that's in the walls of their house.
My house is worth more than double what I owe on it.
Yeah, sure.
Not because I paid more than double.
You made
it's
that
because
money.
It went up all that.
You made that money while you were sleeping.
Yeah.
You didn't do a thing. It's
love
a windfall.
Yeah.
Yeah, he loves it. It doesn't everybody.
Yeah.
And it's this opportunity that Mark is talking about here with this principal reduction is really for people who say, you know what? I'm going to make my mortgage part of my investment portfolio. I'm starting to pay attention to it, and I'm going to manage this thing. And that's really what we do. We help people manage their mortgage in a way that puts more money in their pocket, pays down the principal on that loan in a way that is intensely profitable.
The thing you need to remember here is that if you don't manage the money in your mortgage, somebody else will.
Absolutely.
That's what
they'll
that's
make
kind
the
of
money.
What industry is counting on.
Yeah.
They love the 30-year mortgage because they realize, hey, you know, you get caught in a trap. It's interest on interest on interest, and the principal balance reduces nominally, if any.
Yeah. That's Mark Gallagher along with Rich Agostino. And Rich, you've got one more thing
to
add.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, folks don't think too much about the word amortization, but if you listen to The Godfather closely, you remember the scene where the guy whispers in the Godfather's ear, amorte, put to death. Well, when you pay off that principal on the loan, you're putting the principal to death. And that is what the principal reduction program is really all about. It's very aggressive.
These are the guys that know how to manage your mortgage money. These are the experts. I got to tell you, I've got a home. I know the ins and outs of mortgage financing, but I would never, ever even dream of trying to manage it the way these guys do. They can make me look good, and they can put a lot of money in my pocket. That's Mark Gallagher and Rich Agostino from Park Place Funding. Call them and ask them about your particular situation. And I don't care where you are at in your finances. They have a way of helping everybody. Everybody from the guy that has got squeaky clean, crystal clear credit and wants to take maximum advantage of that, all the way to those of us who live a human existence. And we run into problems, and life catches up to us along the way. They know how to work with you. You need to call them. Here's the phone number, 866-949-6789. Again, 866-949-6789. We're talking with Mark Gallagher and Rich Agostino from Park Place Funding, and we've talked about those who are involved in Option Arms, and I want to go back there for just a moment. I want to kind of cover that again because some folks might be tuning in a little bit late in the program. I want them to know what we're talking about. A lot of folks are involved in Option Arms. Give us a real quick description of what the Option Arm is and what people are now running into that doesn't feel so good with those.
An Option Arm is a loan that gives people the option to make 4 separate payments.
Mm-hmm.
The benefit to the Option Arm is that they can make a minimum monthly payment that is substantially lower than they would have to make if it was a fully amortized loan.
Mm-hmm.
The other benefit to the Option Arm is that normally the rates are substantially lower than the 30 or the 15 or the 20-year fixed rates. However, that benefit has substantially and completely diminished because
evaporated.
Exactly. Right now there's what's called a flattened yield curve, and what that means is that they can actually get a fixed rate mortgage at or below what their rate is on their adjustable rate mortgage right now.
Let's repeat that. They can get a fixed-rate mortgage at or below what their adjustable rate is right now?
Absolutely. And the other thing about it is, is that if they're used to making the minimum payment, which a lot of people are, we have a way that they can still enjoy the benefit of making that low minimum payment without having their balance go up every single month.
Well, I'll tell you, that is a real windfall and godsend to homeowners who are struggling with their finances. Now, you have a payment reduction program. Rich, the payment reduction program. How's that going to work? What's that going to do for me?
Well, what's going to do is, it's going to, as Mark said, it is going to allow you to continue to have the benefit of a very, very low minimum monthly payment without the balance of your loan going up. That's the scary thing right now.
Yeah.
All these pay option ARM loans, people have them, and they take a look at it with that coupon when it comes every month, and they go, look at this balance is going up and up and up. I still have that great low payment, but this balance keeps going up. And the situation right now, we're able to take that and put them into a 30-year fixed situation where the balance is not going to go up. The balance is going to start going down, and they still have the low monthly payment. That's the blessing in the way that the mortgage market has shifted right now. It's a very different opportunity that has not come along ever. And all of a sudden, that window is open, and it's time to climb right through it.
As a homeowner, it scares me to death to know that I financed into a $295,000 loan, and a year later, I'm looking at a balance owed of $305,000. I said, whoa, wait a minute. I don't like that.
And a lot of times, people aren't told about that. They don't. They just know they get a low payment. They don't explain that that's going to happen.
So the payment reduction program allows you to get people into a safe and secure fixed rate. And they're going to be able to, you're going to be able to, in many, many cases, keep that payment way down in that affordable range for them.
That is correct.
And we're also facing, and we cannot minimize this, we are facing, just a couple of months away, not very far away at all, a little over a month and a half maybe away, we are facing double minimum payments on credit cards. If you're carrying any kind of high credit card balance or multiple high credit card balances, and boy, I'll tell you, that is typical for so many people today because just high gas prices. Just gas prices for my car have doubled in the last year. People are not paying those off. They're putting them on their credit card, and their credit card balance is going up. We are at record high balances in America right now. If you've been paying your minimum payments on those credit cards just to kind of tread water and get through the month money-wise, those are going to double. Those are going to double. That's what they say on the street right after the first of the year. So maybe you're paying $250 on one of your credit cards a month. Minimum payment, $250. How about $500? And that's the minimum payment. You can't get away with paying less. You pay less, your interest rate is going to go through the roof, and you're going to end up paying more anyway. I mean, you're caught. Here's a great way to get rid of those balances also. Rich, they can take those balances. They can do a preemptive strike. And they can fold those into their mortgages, into this payment reduction program. What's the result of that?
Well, one of the results is, we don't think about too often anymore, is that all of those balances now be paid in the mortgage and therefore become an interest write-off at the end of the year.
That's a beautiful thing.
Whereas like if you keep those balances like they are, that interest just all goes down the rat hole. So it is a very wise thing to think in terms of managing your mortgage. Take a good look at all of it, put it together in a way that is going to keep more money in your pocket every month and in the long run. Take the balance of that mortgage, that principal, and put that thing to death.
That is Rich Agostino along with Mark Gallagher, and we are out of time for today. We have, as I said, only scratched the surface on this new opportunity that has opened up in the changing mortgage market. If you are in an option ARM, you need to call them, so that you can stop the bleeding, the financial bleeding, you might say, and move into a payment reduction program, a principal reduction program, and you can get rid of all of those debts at the same time. The number to call, 866-949-6789. That's 866-949-6789. I'm Dave Dino, and we've been talking with Mark Gallagher and Rich Agostino from Park Place Funding. You need to call them. They will turn your finances around. They are going to, you're going to be singing down the street. So give them a call. Once again, the phone number to call, 866-949-6789. Bye-bye now.